Three. All right, there it is. Okay, three, two, one. This is MSO Sports, and hockey is back. And I am so happy now to be talking once again with Winthrop High School hockey coach and NHL. I can't think of the word.
Advisor.
Okay, let's start this again. All right. I was going to say expert, but here we go. Three, two, one. It's hockey season again. This is MSO News Sports. Happy now to be talking with Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, welcome. It's been exactly 9 months to the day since last I communicated with you.
Wow.
So,
well, I know one thing, and I know you can attest to this. Time flies when you get old. Something else is getting younger. We're getting older.
Well, you know, there is that. It's ridiculous how fast it goes. That's for sure. And I think what's interesting with high school sports is you start the season, whatever season it is, and you know it's sort of a bit of a grind getting into the routine, and it looks like it's a long way down the road. Then all of a sudden, like in hockey, bang, it's the end of February already. So and you pack so much into that during that time, and that's what's incredible. Let's get started, coach. Let's start by reflecting on the end of the year last year. I know a very tough loss at the end of the year, and also losing some of your star players. Give me a little reflection on last year.
Well, last year was just disappointing the way it ended. We were number one in the state, and they made us travel to the Cape. I mean, hey, listen, it is what it is. I just thought being the higher seed, we would have played around here. We played in Stoneham and sold that out, and so Dover Sherbourne, so it would have been a great atmosphere there. And then, I just don't agree with the shootout rule. Win, lose, draw, I just don't agree with it. I think you're taking kids out of the game that played all, practice every day, play all year, and then it comes down to a skills competition, especially when that's the only round they do it in.
Right, right.
So, it was disheartening. Felt bad for the kids, felt bad for our program. Thought we deserved to, win or lose. It should have been an overtime because they, they took away a great hockey game. It was fantastic to watch. Coach, every aspect was phenomenal. So, but listen, it is what it is. It's over. Time to turn the page and hopefully develop another team that can make a run.
Well, I'm betting your seniors will certainly remember that, but also as time goes on, as we just mentioned about time flying, that game will have a more fond reflection for them. They'll feel good about because what you just said, it was a great game to watch, great game to participate in, and despite the outcome, they were able to do that. So a classic game, and you're right, it is a shame. I never liked that stupid overtime thing, but anyway... Let's talk about now. What's going on now, Coach?
Well, game week. It's funny. We just talked about how fast the season goes. But to start the season, you really have no time to, thank God I get, veterans coming back that understand our systems. But, to teach the new guys and blend everything in, you just don't have enough time to prepare. We're already in game week, and tryouts just finished last week. So, just trying to prepare for Saturday. We have Medford, so it's going to be a battle as always. And, just trying to get everybody on the same page.
Okay, tell me about the makeup of the team.
Rick?
Yeah. Tell me about the makeup of the team, Coach, because last year, of course, we were familiar with quite a few of your guys. What do you got coming back, and what do you have for new guys? I think I keep losing you, Coach.
Yeah, now I get you.
All right, let's try this again. I'm just curious as to what the team looks like. Tell me about, from freshmen to seniors.
It's going to be more well-balanced. I mean, losing Petey Silverman, who's arguably one of the best players in the state, one of the best players, and Billy Hayes, our captain on D, those two ate up a lot of minutes. And now we're going to have to, we'll be more well-balanced. I mean, they demand a lot of ice. Now guys those minutes will be spread out. And but the one great thing we have coming back is Senior Mike Donahue is just a tremendous goaltender. So I'm looking forward to it. We should have three well-balanced lines, 4 to 5 young D, and a great goalie.
How long have you been doing this, Dale?
I'm going into my 19th as a head, and I volunteered for 3 seasons before that. So 22 years of Winthrop.
You know, Bill used to ask questions about what's changed in your tenure over that period of time, but I want to ask you something different. What's the same about hockey, starting going back 20, well, even going back to when you were in school and when you worked your way all the way up? What is the same, what's consistent about hockey, especially coaching high school kids?
I just think the tradition of our town and the passion. You know, I said to a couple of my buddies, you know, I always know when it's high school hockey, when it's tryout time. It's just a change in climate, change in culture. I can remember going through the tryout process. It was just unbelievable. And it's the same. It's still the same. It's the anticipation of making the team. And then just, I don't know. It's tough to explain, but it's the passion.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about this tickle in my throat here.
Well, you know, that's part of the dangers of coaching kids, especially the changeover in seasons and getting on the ice. That's the other thing I was going to ask you. You know, aside from your teaching on the ice, what do you what is the secret of staying healthy during the hockey season? Because kids, you know, now they're on the ice. A lot of them are on the ice all year round. I know that, but they play different sports. The weather changes. Sometimes, you know, they have to get up early, go to school, and then they're probably up late at night doing homework after practice or games. So what's the advice from coaches? What do you do in terms of trying to keep the kids healthy and maybe, you know, eat properly and so on?
Well, you know, we talk about control the things you can control. Unfortunately, that's one of the things, you know, you can't really control. You know, you're in an environment in school where there's all different kids that could be sick or coughing or, you know, you're touching different things. Same in a locker room. The locker room's probably the worst place you can be,
mm-hmm.
You know, so confined. So every year it seems like a bug hits. You hope it doesn't hit hard. You hope you can get through it. But, you know, I know one kid locker room without a hat on, he's not playing. So if he's not dressed for the elements, he's not playing. They know it.
Mm-hmm.
So that we can at least safeguard that part of it. But for the most part, it's luck of the you know the dice. Roll them, and hopefully you can get through it without any scathing injuries or lengthy illnesses.
All right, Coach. I know that over the years I've learned so much from you, and I'm looking forward to learning more this year. And a couple of things that stick in my mind in particular about Winthrop hockey is defense. Not defense, but you play the whole ice. You play up and back, you know, and it's so important for the kids to come back. But defense is a staple of Winthrop High School hockey over the years, as is toughness and aggression. But the thing that I love about what you taught me so many years ago is you like the kids to be creative, and that's something I would guess you have to have the skills first in the what you're trying to stress on defense, team concept first, and then allow them to be creative?
Yeah, I think one of the toughest things to do at any level, including the pro level, is teach players to play away from the puck because everybody wants it.
Mm-hmm.
And when everybody wants it, you have a tendency to take yourself out of position to get it. And, you know, especially at the upper levels, you know, when you have good teams, all those players were probably the goal scorers on their own teams. Well, now they have different roles to play. And on our team, you know, we talked about it today. We went over D-zone coverage. It's been the staple in our program. We take an awful lot of pride in it because it shows commitment. So I think when you have the puck, you can be creative. When you don't have the puck, you have to be more disciplined to get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we talk about a lot, is patience, you know, persistence, doing the right things away from the puck. Don't gamble. We talk about, you know, low risk. You know, we want high reward, low risk,
mm-hmm.
The other way around. So don't gamble with it. Make safe plays. And just be accountable to the team concept.
All right, I'm going to let you go home and get some hot tea and some honey here in a minute.
Yeah, I'm I'm coming from the ring and I'm hoarse. Did you tell I was yelling at the kitchen?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. Yeah, that's it. You're back. You're back in shape, man. All right, finally, Coach, tell me who you expect your leaders to be this year.
Mike Donahue, our goalie's tremendous. Mike Hogeson, center iceman. He was an all-star last year. Phil Boncori. Then we have some young kids. Paul Ferrara on defense. Nate Previty. We have some Civilis. We have Luke Kathinji. We have a bunch of young kids that were really going to stand out for us. Joey Pumphrey. I'm anxious to see how this all shakes out, but obviously the game's not played on paper. But on paper, we're good. Hopefully that translates into us being a good hockey team on the ice.
Okay. I'm going to let you go. I know it's hard. Next week, hopefully I can talk to you about a win over Medford, and also maybe get your slant on how the league looks this year in terms of what you know about them. But, Dale, goodness gracious, man, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm looking forward to chatting with you again a lot this season.
My pleasure, always.
Be well, Coach. Take care.
All right, you take
care. All right, bye-bye. That is Dale Dunbar, who is the Winthrop High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.